I'm Carrie Morrison for the Edinburgh Sorcerer, and I'm interviewing Andrew Bianchi, who is one of the project managers for the new book, the publishing of the new book, Treasure Island by Wyn Brittany. So tell us a bit about the new book and the process of creating it.
It's really exciting. It's a play adaptation of Robert Louis Stevenson's classic, and it's aimed at 8 to 12-year-old primary school children. We wanted to make something new and a lot more accessible. Stevenson's text is quite heavy and dry to work through. So we found Lynn's adaptation online and we really loved it, so we've kind of worked hard with her to make a version of it that's accessible and friendly to kids. And one of the main ways we did this is through a competition, a public competition that we sent out to around 30 primary schools through Edinburgh. We got an amazing number of responses. I think we had about 323 entries came back, some of which are on display today. And then we kind of went through them, we made a shortlist, and we sent these to the illustrator Ian McIntosh, who does Alexander McCall's book. So he picked the final entries and the top three from that, and we were also really lucky because there was so much high quality content that we were able to include lots of illustrations throughout the book as well.
Yeah. I saw you did some videos as well, some short films, and it's great that they were all set in Edinburgh, and I particularly liked the one with the pirate coming to Cravin. That was funny. Were they fun to make?
They were really good fun to make. We kind of went out with a camera just aiming to shoot as much material as possible, and everyone had really good fun making them, and the results show on the screen. It's just a really funny thing to watch as well. It's all been really good fun. I think kind of like maybe it's been really nice here today to kind of see it all come together and be able to see the books and kind of hold them. That's been really good, and the pilot video has been really fun to make as well.
And how is the relationship with the author as well? She said that she just said that you were the best publishing project she's ever worked with, so that must be quite good.
It was really lovely for us to do that, and it's been really lovely working with her because it's been more sort of a back and forward relationship. We've been suggesting things to her, she's been letting us know, so kind of like we've made clear that the doors are open for both of us, so we've been able to talk to each other, and kind of, we're very much learning the ropes as well, so I think that kind of helps because we don't have a preconceived notion of how we should approach things, so it's been really good to learn, and it's been a really positive experience.
And the book is available at Waterstones?
It's available at Waterstones soon, yes.
Okay. And all the money goes to the Children's Hospice?
Half of the money from, I think £1.50 from each sale is going to the Children's Hospice.
£1.50?
£1.50 or £1.49.
That's good to know. Okay, so everyone should get out and buy it then. It was really nice to interview you. Thank you very much.